This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A ship carrying 200 tons of aid is approaching the coast of Gaza to inaugurate a sea route from Cyprus. The ship was expected to arrive later Friday. The sea route is intended to bring more assistance to alleviate the humanitarian crisis in the enclave 5 months into the war between Israel and Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The food on the ship was sent by World Central Kitchen, the charity founded by celebrity chef Jose Andreas, and was transported by the Spanish aid group Open Arms. The ship left Cyprus on Tuesday. German, French, and Polish leaders are meeting on Friday to discuss backing Ukraine. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The leaders of Germany, France, and Poland are meeting in Berlin to discuss support for Ukraine. They want to send a signal of unity and solidarity as Kyiv grapples with a shortage of military resources and Russia votes in an election all but certain to extend President Vladimir Putin's reign. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz is welcoming French President Emmanuel Macron and Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk for a summit of the so-called Weimar Triangle of the three major European powers, a format that they're trying to revitalize after relations were strained under Poland's previous nationalist government. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Voters in Moscow cast ballots in a presidential election on Friday. The three-day presidential election is all but certain to extend President Vladimir Putin's rule by 6 more years. Putin faces no real competition in the vote after 2 opposition candidates were barred from running. The election takes place amid a clampdown on dissent in the country, which has seen opposition figures and rights advocates imprisoned or exiled. This is VOA News. UN-backed human rights experts say they have gathered new evidence of quote-unquote horrific torture of Ukrainian prisoners of war by their Russian jailers, saying such practices could amount to war crimes. The Commission of Inquiry on Ukraine said in a report Friday, human rights violations have been widespread since Russian President Vladimir Putin ordered his troops to invade the country more than 2 years ago, and civilian suffering from the war continues to mount. It said Russian forces regularly showed little regard for possible harm to civilians in their military operations and cited incidents of rape and sexual violence against women as amounting to torture. U.S. President Joe Biden says he opposes the proposed merger between U.S. Steel and Japan's Nippon Steel. Reuters correspondent Ryan Brooks reports.
The firm has agreed to be taken over by Japan's Nippon Steel in a $14.9 billion deal. But the U.S. president now says that's not a move he supports. On Thursday, Biden says the country needed to maintain strong American steel companies powered by American steelworkers. He called the firm iconic and said it should always be domestically owned and operated. The White House says Biden spoke to the boss of the United Steelworkers Union to say he had their back. It all comes after some U.S. lawmakers said the deal deserved serious scrutiny. Some have said it threatens jobs and the supply of steel in the country.
Reuters correspondent Ryan Brooks. The White House is encouraging U.S. Senate lawmakers to quickly take up a bill on the social media app TikTok after the measure passed the U.S. House of Representatives with bipartisan support earlier this week. VOA's congressional correspondent Catherine Gibson has more from Capitol Hill.
TikTok creators voice concerns on Capitol Hill.
Keep TikTok! Keep TikTok!
As the U.S. House passes a bill that would call on the social media app's Chinese parent company ByteDance to divest from TikTok in order for the app to continue operating in the United States. The White House supports the effort. TikTok has argued the bill limits freedom of expression and that the app does not pose a security risk. Catherine Gibson, VOA News.
System failures at McDonald's have been reported worldwide, shuttering some restaurants for hours and leading to social media complaints. The fast food chain called the problems Friday a technology outage that is being fixed and apologized for the inconvenience. The U.S. Chicago-based burger giant said the problems are not related to a cybersecurity issue. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.